Action Park Media.
Welcome to Victory Podcast. I am Doug Allen.
I am Kevin Dillon.
I'm Kevin Connolly, and pretty soon I'm going to stop saying my name at the top of this podcast. I just didn't feel like today was the day.
First of all, you've been saying that for a year.
But I'm going to stop doing it soon. That might have been the last
time. Why was it a rough weekend? Because you went to the Fish concert?
No, I haven't put together back-to-back nights in a minute. So Friday night was the Islander game, and Scotty and I...
We just got into one here
watching the game. We got a little fired up.
I like how he calls it back-to-back nights. You and Scotty sitting alone in the office watching the fucking Islander game. It's
pretty much.
Sad.
Sounds weird to me.
Wasn't as wild. But then we went to the Fish show on
which
Saturday
is also
night.
Weird because you're not. There's no way you're a Fish fan.
But the internal people, Scotty and Sean and these guys, are like, oh, Connolly wouldn't come to the Fish show. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was at the original Woodstock. I was at the 94 Woodstock.
Really? That's not the original,
it's not
you
the
idiot.
Original, but I'm saying it was still, it was the second. It was 94 Woodstock.
The 94 one, was that where
No, the fires happened in 99. Oh. But I think 94.
So just for anyone.
That was the muddy one.
And I've been to Burning Man. I've been to Burning Man.
For anyone who doesn't know Kevin Connolly, who does know his hip-hop music, but you're not a rock guy per se, which is not judging you. You're not a rock guy.
I like Guns N' Roses. But outside of that, you know?
You want to come out to the desert?
No, you're right. I'm more of a hip-hop guy. You won't normally see me at a Fish show, but, you know, we did a little company bonding.
Dillon, you should come out October in the desert. Do you know what the concert is?
What, the Burning Man thing?
No. This is a concert at the new... like 10,000 seat arena, which is awesome. It's Tool, Iron Maiden.
I'm in.
Guns N' Roses.
Done.
By the way, is that going to be like a new festival? Because that sounds like a pretty good ticket right there.
Yeah, last time I saw Guns N' Roses, I went backstage. Maybe I'll get you backstage, Doug.
That's right. I forgot. Dillon?
Yeah.
Dillon, that would...
I saw him in Vegas. I was hanging out with the fellows backstage.
I mean, I would really... My high school boys are coming. If we could just get a half a second.
I don't know about your high school boys, bro.
I don't know about you bringing dudes to Axel's trailer,
dudes,
bro.
Man.
I don't think that's going
to
fly.
I really
exactly.
would like to meet Slash, to be honest with you.
But we could only get laminates for the ladies. Lammy's for the ladies.
Dillon, let me ask you a question. How do you facilitate something like that? I mean, I'm not going to ask for his number, but will you call? Did we text Axel?
You know what? I just went to the concert, to be honest with you. I just went.
Right.
And I ran into one of my buddies.
Who knew?
Del
whatever,
James, who's
like a friend in
come
common.
Come on back.
Come
say
on
hi
back.
To the guys.
Right.
So
you don't have a number to get out in front of
me. Yeah, I could do it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to do it. I got seven friends from high school.
That ain't happening, bro.
We're not bringing seven dudes.
I could maybe
to
bring
Axel's.
You back there.
Slash.
But,
we'll work on getting you back
Slash
there.
Slash is great.
I want to meet Slash.
Slash is awesome.
We'll work on getting you back.
Awesome. They're all great.
Meanwhile, I'm blanking on who else there is. It might be Sabbath.
Wow, that's a great ticket, though.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Sabbath?
Black Sabbath, not Jewish
Sabbath. Yeah, that's what I mean. Black Sabbath. I mean,
that's a big one, right?
I mean, I don't know that they're still
alive.
Metallica. What am I talking about? Metallica? Okay. I might be crazy. Metallica, Tool, Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
I love that heavy metal shit.
That's massive. Guns N' Roses is my favorite band.
I went to the Mets Dodgers. Went to the Mets Dodgers. Sat in Stephen Cohen's booth.
Dropping names, though?
In his suite.
Yo, did
it was great, man. He's such a good guy. What a great owner.
Did
owner
he
of the Mets.
That you were a real, I mean, you're a real Mets fan. Did he understand that?
Yeah, I mean, I had a Mets hat on, and
yeah, but
of
you're more than a Mets.
I actually asked him. I said, "Do you know who I am?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're that actor guy." He goes, "What were you in again?" And he goes, "I think I've seen you in movies." So I said, "I did mention Entourage." He goes, "I'll have to watch that one."
Oh,
but his son was Jesus.
Maybe not the best owner in baseball.
His son was up on it. Though,
yeah,
so
right,
he's gonna watch it, and he's a really cool guy. And,
good for you. I would never say that.
Yeah, I was right in there.
You said, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah,
I mean,
I did.
Right
did
now,
you say it aggressively, or were you like, more like
no.
"Hey"?
I said it like, "Hey,
let's just get right to it."
And then I was like, "That's cool that you know who I am." I just thought that was cool.
Right. Let's get right to it. Are we
Uncle Steve? Man, he's doing great. All Met fans love him. Great
you're basically
owner.
Saying like, you know, I'm not just like some dude in the box. I bring a little star power to this box. I'm not just.
I don't know why I said
just
it. To
some
be
guy
honest
in your box.
With you.
No,
I should have kept my mouth
were
shut.
Were you at the Scherzer game?
You know why, Kev?
Yeah. No, I wasn't at that game. I was the one before.
Cut right to the chase. Now you know what the score is. If he knows you, he doesn't know you. Get right to it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Of course, I know. I'm a huge Entourage fan. That might change things. It's good to know where you stand with a guy like that, right?
And we sat next to each other the whole game, high five, and it was a great game. Mets won. It was great.
Well, I just, you know, I want to say, because talking about celebrities, I need you guys to watch. We had one of my favorite actors in the history of this business, who I wrote a part for on Entourage and got him on Entourage, is Richard Dreyfuss. Okay, I believe he's the youngest male Academy Award winner ever, I believe. I believe that, or he was at the time when he won for The Goodbye Girl, but we got him on.
He's a triple crowner, right?
I don't know that.
Emmy, Tony.
Wow.
Did not know that.
I don't know about Oscar. The Tony. I know Oscar and Emmy for sure.
Scotty?
You sure about the Tony thing?
Look at the booth.
Scotty left. The booth is empty.
The booth is empty.
What happened to Stockton? How has he been
fucking
absent?
Disaster this place
he
is.
He went to Florida.
Well, anyway, Richard Dreyfuss was on our show, and he didn't have his best outing. So, like Scherzer, who got booted from the game the other day.
Well, yeah, I guess he had a little pine tar on his hand.
I mean, did they confirm or not? Is he getting suspended?
He just had to pay a fine. And he's got
he said, "I swear on my children's lives."
He wanted to fight it, but the Mets organization said it's not worth it. Just take the game. It's like a 10-game suspension. He'll miss like two starts.
Oh, is he suspended for 10 games?
Yeah.
Ah, so he's...
But, you know, when they say 2 games, it's really only 2 starts.
Yeah.
So it's not that... You know, so rather than fighting it, I believe that, you know, the ownership, the manager and everything, they said just they pay the penalty.
Well, anyway, like Scherzer did not
have I don't think they could have proved it.
All right. Well, either way, like Scherzer... Richard Dreyfuss did not have his best outing.
Scherzer was having a great outing. He gave up no runs.
Well, Dreyfuss on the set of Entourage did not bring the pine tar. Do you remember that day, Connolly?
I do, but I'm seeing if there might be something wrong with him.
All right, there's nothing wrong with him, okay? It was 15 years ago.
I'm talking about it. Like, there's this thing here says Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, this is 2014. I don't know.
He's fine. Anyway,
well, I worked with him around 2014 on Poseidon.
There's no way Poseidon was 2014.
It was
really?
During Entourage, during,
I think it was like 2007. Am I crazy?
Well, when were we doing Entourage?
Okay.
I mean, it was early on. When was our first year of Entourage?
2003.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe it was a little early.
I think Poseidon was like season 3 or 4 of Entourage.
Yeah, it was somewhere
like
around
6 or 7. Anyway, time is changing, but Connolly, focus.
So, no, here's what it is. Oh, I guess maybe.
There's nothing
wrong. Says Richard Dreyfuss this. Celebrated actor speaks readily about his brain-based health condition or illness, stressing that it should be referred to as such, and finds the notion that it should be tiptoed around literally laughable.
Okay, I'm not going to tiptoe around it because we had a rough outing with him. Do you remember the day, Kevin?
I do.
Okay, again, you'll never see the scene because Richard, unfortunately, did not finish the day. He was pulled from the starting position, and we brought in George Siegel to play Murray Berenson. And that was one of the saddest things of my career because I wrote this part for one of my favorite actors and I knew his voice so well. And George Siegel, who I loved and passed away, was amazing. But even now when I watch it, I knew what I wrote and I knew it was just in Dreyfuss's voice and we didn't get there. But
how did you pull it? How did you tell him? Did you tell him?
I told him.
Gary.
I told him. I yanked him like Tommy Lasorda.
What did you say?
I said, get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to bring in the lefty. Take a bench.
To be totally honest with you, Connolly, which Kevin has this kind of...
I was just doing research, but I missed.
Has this like nice...
We're talking about you.
He's kind of like got this sensitivity at times, but let me tell you what that...
Sensitivity?
Well, you see what he's saying. He's like, I think he's sick. I don't want to say anything about it.
I learned a big lesson with, Stanley DeSantis. That's it. I'm just saying. All right. You never know. Okay.
You didn't learn it that day is my point.
The same thing with Stanley DeSantis.
That day, Kevin Connolly had tickets to the Yankees-Angels game. And we got in at 6 a.m. like we do, and we got on the golf course to do this scene with Dreyfuss and it's not the Tom Brady episode, is it? No.
I don't know which one. No, it wouldn't have been.
It was on a golf course.
It might have been, but we were supposed to be in a golf cart. Yeah, it was weird, and to see it and to know that it was happening before it happened was like, man, this is crazy, because it's Richard Dreyfuss. I mean, you know, he's a
But I just want to say, Kevin today is being sensitive about it, but
I'm being sensitive about it because I'm reading about it, and there's something I believe.
Kevin Connolly walked up to me and said...
He doesn't remember what I said to him last night. He's going to tell me
what I
said
20 I'm making
years
that fucking Yankee game, I'm telling you right now.
I remember that too.
That I said. Yeah, yeah.
You said it to me too. You go, I'm going to have a Yankee game. I don't care what production says. I'm going.
Hopefully we're going. We're I'm walking off the set. My stunt double in there with the sun setting over the golf cart.
It was one of the worst days. And listen, I feel bad for anyone too, but let me just tell
you. Because it's a tough conversation to have with a guy.
Okay,
like
but
that.
Forgetting
I'm glad
that.
I wasn't.
Let me tell you about the conversation that happened the night before. Because I went to dinner with him, with one of my idols, one of my heroes who I wrote the script to get him, and we got him. And I'm like, holy shit. And we go to dinner, 2-3 hours, me and him. I'm like in heaven. I'm like sitting there with Richard Dreyfuss talking about everything. It was fantastic. The next day, a different human being showed up on the set. And I got down and I see him. And now I think like Richard Dreyfuss is my boy. And I come over. I'm like, hey, good morning, Richard. How you doing? You need anything? And he looks at me like he's never seen me in my life. And he goes, cup of coffee'd be nice. And I was like, huh, okay. And I went and got him a cup of coffee. And then we started getting into scenes. I couldn't give him any direction whatsoever, and I know how Richard Dreyfuss sounds.
He had made up in his mind his character direction.
Okay.
But it wasn't really like character choices.
So what do you mean you couldn't give him direction? He wouldn't listen, or he just...
He either...
Saw the character.
He would shoot it down.
You know what? It was simple stuff. There was something going on, and I'm not going to speculate that he might have taken a Vicodin or something like that, but there was something going on that it wasn't.
It might have been medication based.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It could have been his disease that you're talking about.
Well,
you're
whatever.
Right.
Who knows if it was Vicodin? I'm saying it might not necessarily have been recreational. It might not have been recreational.
I don't know if Vicodin's recreational. Yeah. He might have back pains. I have no idea. Anyway,
right, by the way, 100%.
The reason I brought this up though is because last night I was watching him on Bill Maher Club Random, and honestly, it was the most bizarre kind of weird thing I've ever seen. He was sitting in a...
He was melting into his seat.
You got to watch this. He's at Club Random. You can pull it up on YouTube. He's sitting in this chair almost like it's a chaise lounge, and Bill Maher is sitting 2 fucking inches from him. And
old is Dreyfuss?
He's got to be getting close to 80, but... Yeah, but Kevin's almost 80, so that's no excuse.
What was your? Would you work with him? It's totally fine, but you didn't...
I thought it was great, man. I thought it was great. He told stories. He was fun. Yeah.
Doug was trying to direct him in places, and he just didn't want to go. He's like, well, that's not it, right? Wasn't he kind of
It wasn't
that kind
really
of
even, I don't even want to make it that complicated. Whatever skills I have, one I really have is I know how to write in people's voices, and I know Richard Dreyfuss' voice, and I knew how he could say this. So it wasn't like an acting note, like you need to be more emotional. It was just like the cadence of how he was talking, because he was talking extremely slowly, and it was just off pace, and I was trying to get him there, and he was getting kind of belligerent, you know?
And he's always been a fast talker.
Of course.
I mean, he's known for it.
Movies when you see him, like, yeah.
When he like comes over and goes, "Hi, I'm Murray Berenson," it just didn't work for me, and didn't work for Conley getting to the Angels Yankees game.
Definitely slowed things down. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Did you make the game, by the way?
Of course.
Yeah, of course he made the game.
You were walking off the set. I remember you telling me, I'm walking off the set.
Would never walk off the set. Obviously,
I know you would.
But we haven't. Guys, it's been a minute. We had the live. We did the two live shows. We did Grenier's podcast.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So let's start with.
I want to start with that, but I want to get to one podcast. Thing. I want to get into Grenier's podcast, but I want to bring up what a fan asked me today, because I thought it was actually an interesting question, and I don't know if you guys would have any thoughts on this, but because it was an Entourage related question, I thought it was
trivia question.
It was more of a. Of course, I can't find it, even though I sent it to you this morning. Okay, so. This comes from Mike Sig, okay? And he goes, this is a question that I think everyone who listens to Victory would be interested in, and I agree. And I said, I don't know if I quite have the answer for this. But he said, Head On, which was in the pilot of Entourage, was the movie that Vince was doing with Jessica Alba that was coming out, and everybody was waiting for the big premiere. He said, we get some glimpse of the past with Walk to Remember and shit, but what was episode one of the world's...
I think I know what he's saying. Like, where is he in his career actually when he gets Head On?
Yeah, like, what has he done before that? And
Mentos commercials.
Like, no. I think he's playing second fiddle. Like you said, he was in A Walk to Remember, you know, just sort of supporting roles, and then one comes down the pipe, and Head On was it.
So you think this is like his first movie? Like,
no, maybe his first like starring,
like Leo's Gilbert Grape or Mark's Boogie Nights. Well, maybe Mark did some before that.
No, like that. Those were sort of smaller roles. Maybe it was like Leo's and Mark's
Basketball Diaries,
where it's like you're kind of calling your own thing, and this is what I want to do. Yeah. You know, I think that's what it was like, where he had a round in the chamber. that he could fire on a movie. And he's like, all right, let's do this.
And there are those actors, they have that
land
movie.
On a studio list.
Yeah, they have that shot. And then if it doesn't work, that could be it. Like,
right.
I mean, they could be relegated to a character actor for the rest of their career or whatever.
Or you come back, but you know, you're it's a big shot. It affects how much you make on your next movie. That's for sure.
What was your biggest break to you?
Entourage.
What do you mean?
But Entourage obviously was the game changer for me. I mean, Platoon, Dylan's Platoon or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, this too, though. Entourage for me also. It's my second break.
Right.
Ramble On's going to be your third.
Just wait for my third break. Make it happen, Doug.
It's coming.
So I can stop day trading. It's killing me. My account is going down to zero. The stocks suck. It's a shitty stock.
Look at Dylan's stock.
The market is terrible. Fucking look at this.
Oh, my God.
Look how sad that book looks.
Is that a Mead notebook?
Just got all my notes. I had to have it because me and Kevin are going to do, we're going to do it, right, Kev? We're going to do, see Thomas Howell's doing this variety show.
Asking Dylan.
In Nashville. Have Charlie's doing it as well. We're going to do it. We're going to have a great time in Nashville.
So
got to check it out.
What is in that book?
These are my notes for stocks. These are like when I get my my days planned for the next day.
Oh, my God. The audience needs to see that book.
This is a work of art you're looking at here. This is Dylan's life book.
Oh, man.
So there's,
I want to burn it right now. Stocks, my stocks have not been doing
good. But it's not just stocks, right?
No,
it's like
I'll
meetings,
be okay.
It's like
I still believe in my portfolio.
Everything in that book is like your life related, right? It might be appointments, stocks.
No,
like
this is all stock except for the very last page I wrote down.
The information about the date.
This last page, I got a couple.
All right.
I've got some questions. Okay, we got Adrian back. Was pretty awesome for me.
It was great.
Let's recap it, and then I want to get into a little bit talking about his podcast, which we did. Which I don't know when it'll air, but what did you guys think of his podcast? I mean, because that was pretty wild.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, at first I was like, "Whoa, what is it going to be here?" Because it. The first, initial question?
What's wrong with men?
Yeah, that's it.
So
what's wrong with men? I'm like, oh no.
Here we go. Just to fill everybody in, the plan was we're doing a home and home, what you call it. We're doing Victory.
Yeah.
And then we were going to go outside to shoot Adrian's podcast, which had to be shot outside.
And I thought it was going to be all about green living and, you know, cleaning up the oceans.
Dylan's like, I have a Tesla, fuck off. That's it. My case closed. But so Gary was nice enough to offer up his house. We go into his backyard. It had a nature vibe.
Yeah, it was great yard.
But you know, again, it started off intense. I got a little more comfortable. I also was, I mean, whatever. I know it's now like my storyline, but I was pretty high because you guys have to remember, we had to do the company move. You guys all jumped in the car.
You can't do a company move without getting high.
We had a lot.
You have to realize.
Yeah, we had the live show. We had the live show. We had Charlie.
To get high. It's so crazy. He's like, oh no, I had so much. Yeah, going
by the
on.
Way, this is like a complete addict saying, like, what do you think I would have done? We had a company move.
What could I have done other than get high?
Company move to and from Charlie, Adrian, the live show, Scotty driving.
Oh my
for
God,
merch.
You needed it. You needed it.
I hit the one-y. Took a hit of the one-y. So I was like, kind of going along with it, but it's pretty intense.
By the way, Colin's got this other thing going on too. Besides that, he's a pothead. Now, which I love, and I'm not even judging him. He's also now, because he hangs out with Sean Avery, an NHL superstar. He throws, like, he thinks he's Canadian now. He throws everything in, like,
is
a warm.
Is he throwing an A in there?
Yeah,
no,
the warmies and the whatever. Like, you're talking Canadian. You're not Canadian. You're
that's
from
not
Long
Canadian.
Island. It is not Long Island.
That's
to
hockey.
Go. We do warmies and.
It's hockey, and that's.
That's Canadian hockey. That's not fucking guys from Boston aren't then warmies.
These guys been out in the desert too long. We do another podcast.
Scotty, is that a term you used back in the day, warmies?
Scotty invented
fucking
it.
Break.
Scotty invented it.
I did invent warmies, yes.
What is warmie?
Scotty, we were doing the hockey podcast, and Scotty was talking about his college days, and he referred to warmies, like warm-ups. So we were kind of giving him a hard time about him calling it warmies, and that's how it's
but now you're,
now
you're turning everything into IEs, though, everything
like
you
what?
Say. You just said something else. What did you just say? A movie and like we were doing
out and about, eh?
Yeah,
movie. How else would
like
you say it?
We had to do a company move. You're like, we had a company movie. Like you're just
company
adding IEs to everything. Yeah, I just
talking in slangies.
Yeah, exactly. Scotty, what did he just say?
Movies?
I mean, we'll have to play it back. He just said something that wasn't warmies before that.
Remember what is?
I mean, I'm immune to the nicknames with Y's at the end, so I don't even.
That's what we've been doing. We've been doing this on the podcast. It's a popular. Yeah, it started out.
Like you said, we went. went to the Fishy concert.
Well, it's like, you know, it was started out as the bit that you're not allowed to do it.
You're not.
You're not supposed to.
All right, so at least I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. This is coming up a lot.
Oh yeah, no. The idea is that you have no business. Like I have no business saying warmies because what warmies at Mar Vista? No.
Right.
But you know, Sean could talk about warmies.
Right. Okay.
Warm ups. Scott and Sean. I can't talk about.
But warmies. It's Scott's.
I just said to Scotty, I don't think you should be saying warmies. That's all. And then I just got kind of stuck with it, and now I've been saying it.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna say we don't think you should be saying warmies.
I agree.
None of you should be saying.
But by the way, he's like, with getting high, he's like, what else can I do?
I had no choice, man. I mean, I had a move. There was a company move.
Yeah.
Had to get stonies.
Oh, no.
What a fucking creep.
Had to fire up the onesies.
Connolly also, by the way, Kevin, and I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want to jump on top of me? Oh, I'm not scared,
I'm just
bro.
Saying, with the fish concert.
I had a fish outing. I'm ready.
You took a psilocybin? Is that what it is? Like a candy bar?
A little tiny piece of chocolate mushroom.
I mean, you're
the same ones that you took.
Yeah, but you're
the same ones that you took.
By the way, we took it the same night.
Where did you get these?
From you.
Right you did.
Dylan gave us a magic mushroom candy bar.
I didn't feel anything.
Because you were sitting in your house by yourself. I was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, because you ate too much, Doug. You got to do it on an empty tummy.
Tummy. Ew. See? Tummy.
I'm not allowed to say tummy.
An empty tummy. No, not for that reason. That just sounded weird.
Yeah.
Stomach.
But yeah, we'll get back to that. But let's go back to the Adrian of it, because we were on a roll here. Adrian's podcast. How'd you guys feel about
it? Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, it was kind of
hard-hitting.
I don't know about hard hitting. He was trying to talk about what it's like being, I guess, being a man or whatever. Right. I don't know.
Right.
To me.
Do you think he's more of a man than you or no?
No. No, bro. No.
No.
I don't have to find my man. The man is right there.
His man is
it's right
between
there on
his
the
legs.
Surface. I am a man.
His man is between his legs.
What I thought was funny is I tried my best.
Dude, you
thank
ate
God
our,
for Doug.
You
bro.
Ate
at one
major
stage, me and Connolly are like, oh,
anytime,
Doug.
Anytime Grenier threw a fastball with a little too much heat on it, we just looked at Doug.
Take it, Doug.
I tried, and Adrian, you know, he was a little Mike Wallace-y. See, I'm getting with these Ys now, too. He was a little Mike Wallace-y, a little 60 minutes-y. He was. He just kept coming.
He would hit the same question two or three times.
And I would try different answers. Like, you know, we're all just doing our best.
Hey, Doug, thank goodness for you, bro. You carried us home.
Yeah.
Here was the other funny thing that I thought. The way we did it was we did it at the picnic table. So it was Dylan and I, and you were sitting next to Adrian. So he was kind of like in your face bit too. Dylan and I had the safety of the picnic table. You were getting asked hard hitting questions, right nose to nose. Like, no, you tell me, Doug. Tell me. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But
there was part of me thinking, God, I am a fucking complete failure. He's right. I'm a fucking failure.
No, it was fun though. But more importantly, I saw the fun Adrian in there, you know?
Yeah.
He went through whatever, but we had a great time. We had a few laughs.
Yeah,
we talked about
it.
Were you guys serious, though? Because he said he wants us to come to Austin, pitch tents, and fucking hunt and live off the land for a weekend.
But he wants to shoot it.
Yeah, I'm not going to film-wise or with a gun?
No, with a camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm into.
He doesn't want to shoot you. Or he probably does want to shoot you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not shooting an animal. I told him that on his podcast.
I would hunt. I would take a deer to fill up my fridge, you know? Take it to the butcher and just have, you know, great meat, that back strap, you know.
Cut it
just
head to toe. I'm with you, Doug. It would be harder for me. I don't know.
I think it would be hard, but if I was going to eat it, but if I'm doing it for him, I don't know. I think that would be.
If it were a ceremonial kill, would I drink the blood like Red Dawn?
No, I'm not doing that.
I'd rather go fishing. Because I could catch and release.
Yeah.
You like
fly
release.
Fishing.
You know what I'm saying? You like to release.
Oh, I'm releasing one right now. Oh, yeah.
I don't. I cannot shoot a live thing. I don't want to. I mean,
you made yourself very clear on that point, Doug, there on the day. But could you imagine? And to be actually out there filming, it would be hilarious. It would just be. Look, think about how hard the podcast was to put together. It would be really tough. To get me, you, Jerry, Doug, Adrian, and a camera department sitting around a fire in the fucking plains of Austin.
I love it. I'm in. So
the plains of Austin.
I think we could make that happen very easily if you guys want to.
I said it's going
to
cost money.
Money.
Yeah.
Monies. It's going to cost monies. No, that was great. And then again, it ended up being fine with Dave, but... Scotty's like, we're getting ready for the live show the next day. So Scotty has to rent a car to drive the merch to Phoenix. Dave goes, I'll make the reservation. Dave botches the reservation for the rental car.
How do you do that?
Oh, boy.
he didn't have a confirmation. And like later on, it became very obvious that he didn't want to put his credit card. He was afraid he would get stuck with $118 or whatever it was. So we didn't have a car. So we were, it was a whole panic.
What'd you do?
They had to go, Dave had to Uber to Burbank Airport to get the car, to come back, a new car, to come back here, load it all up. So there was a lot going on. Oh, I love this time of year. Weather gets warmer. Get to see my friends and family a lot more often, whether we're meeting up, birthday parties, barbecues, or spontaneous get-togethers. I always want to have a great wine on hand to share. And that's why I love First Leaf. As America's personalized wine company, First Leaf takes guesswork out of wine selection. You answer some quick questions about your likes and your dislikes, and their experts will curate a selection of award-winning wines tailored to your taste, like refreshing rosé, fun sparkling wines, or spring-friendly reds. You get to choose how often you receive your wine, and every section is backed by First Leaf's 100% satisfaction guarantee. And because First Leaf cuts off the middleman and works directly with some of the world's foremost wine producers, you get quality wines at prices much lower than you pay for at the store. Plus, if you have any questions about your wines or you want to know what to pair with them, First Leaf's certified wine concierge team is there to offer expert advice. And that's why I love my First Leaf monthly wine membership. It makes me feel like a bit of a sommelier of sorts. Makes me feel pretty smart about wine. Either way, you get great high quality wine. It's super easy and, dare I say, fun. I love sharing great wine with my friends and family, and I know you will too. So give First Leaf a try. Head over to tryfirstleaf.com/victory to sign up for 50% on your first 6 bottles plus free shipping. That's tryfirstleaf.com/victory to save 50% on your first 6 bottles plus free shipping. Try firstleaf.com/victory. The live show in Phoenix.
What'd you think?
Thoughts.
How'd you feel?
About what? I'm sorry. I was.
Did you have fun at the live show?
The live show was great. Yeah, it was. It was fun. Doing two in one night was a little tiring. Yeah. But it was good. It was.
No reason
to
do two.
You know what? Nah, there is a reason to do two.
Right. But,
more money.
But it could have been just one. You know, I
don't know. For the money, I think toughing out two is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? What were your thoughts?
I mean, I had a little like out-of-body experience during the second one because I felt like...
Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Right. Like, it was like the shows were like melting together, right?
Yeah, I didn't know when I said it, bro?
The second one was better.
I have no idea.
I feel Scotty it was better. And Kevin, everyone else said it was better.
Scotty and Kevin say that it's not even close.
Yeah. Not even close. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the first one felt cleaner.
The crowd was, it might have been cleaner, but it was just wasn't as fun and the crowd wasn't as into it.
You know why?
They weren't as drunk.
9:30 is going to be the crowd.
Yeah, they had a little buzz and they were.
It was weird though because, you know, we had no plan really, no structure. And, I was saying something. I'm like, didn't I just say this like 5 minutes ago?
I had that a couple times.
I like the no structure thing. Yeah, I had it too.
We made a couple mistakes with, you know, the hotel was far. You know, like there's things, more lessons
when
learned.
When the music turned on, Charlie didn't know when to come out. So yeah, that video.
Because you know what it was?
Took forever.
You know why? Because it's a comedy club. You know, like when we played the Paramount, Paramount's like a theater. This is a comedy club.
The second time around, he came out perfectly on cue.
The biggest mistake we made, and I love Mike August who put it together, is the worst driver. He makes Gary Goldman look like fucking, I mean, it was honestly, I was terrified driving.
Dude. Yeah. I was like, nobody wanted to get in the back seat. I got stuck in the death seat.
Yeah.
And he starts looking at me, and I can't. I just like, just
on the way
the
home,
road, bro.
I deployed my airbag right when I got in the car. I did make a couple comments.
No, Dylan, you made more than comments.
I made a lot of comments about it. Just
keep your eyes on the road because you were on the freeway. I was like texting. You're like swerving.
No texting, bro. Look at the road. You don't have to look at me when you talk. I think I said that to him as well.
So then we leave first flight. Doug, did you hear the story about our Uber ride or our car ride back to the airport? And it's so funny because I'm starving. Dylan's starving. We get in the car. Our guy that's driving us to the airport, I don't know. He's not from America. I don't know where he's from.
Our Mickey D's.
Dylan from the back seat is like, hey, Chief, we're going to have to hit a Mickey D's on the way to the airport.
Yeah, man. I need a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. We didn't eat anything on that whole trip.
Doug, the guy's like, look, I'm like, Kev, he doesn't like McDonald's. He's like, oh, McDonald's. Dylan loves his Mickey D's. He had no idea what you were talking about.
Well, I couldn't see. You know, I couldn't really see who he was. But
so we went to McDonald's, and me and Dylan and Charlie trying to order fucking couple of Egg McMuffins. It was insane. We were there for a half hour.
Why?
The woman couldn't speak. She didn't understand English.
The order got butchered because I didn't want cheese on my
You didn't want cheese on it.
That was the only difference.
And they brought it out, and they brought out the right order the first time.
Right.
But when Charlie looked at it, he must have saw, you know, the yellow, the yolk part, thought it was cheese. He'd go, these all have cheese.
We went back.
So we're like, no, we said no cheese on one of them. And then they went out, and then they botched it again. We ended up getting like three
they
orders.
They just kept giving us Egg McMuffins, and then Charlie was like, hey, fellas, this one's on me. I think the initial order was right. So we got a couple free Egg McMuffins, but it was fun.
I had more than my share of McMuffins.
And by the way, JSX, great airline, even though...
that was great.
That's a good way to fly, man. Yeah. It really is. It was awesome.
Good. So we had a great time. Live shows?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that was a good one. For me... yeah, dude, as long as it's in and out, easy like that.
I like that.
I had a great time. Yeah. So you do more?
I would do it.
Yeah. I'll do anything for money. I'm going broke.
Dude, and I say two in a night. Bang them out. You do it, you get it over with.
Yeah.
It's better than staying 2 days, right?
Yeah, I think doing twoies is the way to go. I mean,
twoies.
Twoies?
Look at this. We're going twoies.
Dubsies? You want to go dubs? Dubsies? I'll go dubsies.
All right, what else do we got?
So I said, was that the live show? Yeah, you know, we were going to do cover an episode. We'll do that next week. But we just wanted to do kind of a wrap up. Everybody's kind of a little tired, a lot going on today. So
I've been sick for like 9 days.
Right. Really?
Doug was out.
COVID?
No.
Did you get checked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine how many times this guy got tested?
No,
how many times you test yourself?
I mean, if I was sick, Doug wouldn't even be in the room. He'd be in the booth right now.
Oh, no, Doug.
I would. No, I'm not sick anymore.
Doug locked himself up out there for 8 days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually, today's my first day with no antibiotics. I had 8 days of antibiotics, but I didn't test for COVID because I was worried about it. I got a baby, so I got to make sure, you know, all's well. But I tested and was negative every time, so I don't know what I had. But.
And do you think we should air the live show on the RSS feed, the audio of it, if we can clean it up?
Yeah, like clean it up because there might be,
No, I'm saying...
I mean, there were times where we were waiting for mics.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, we could... Obviously, we'd tighten it up. Tighten and we'd have to see if we could, like, make the audio worth listening to.
I think it'd be cool to hear it with the...
Might be cool to listen to.
Or is that cheating the audience to pay to come out and see it?
No, it's different. It's different. Oh, that was the other thing, too, about the live shows. The only thing that was a little crazy to me was the signing thing. I mean, Charlie was a saint. Yeah. He had the patience of Job signing baseball.
Well, I thought it was good. It was better than the first time.
I don't think they should be signing.
You shouldn't be signing, bro. You take a picture. You say, what's up? You say, well.
Yeah, it should be a meet and greet.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's a
meet and greet. Right. I see what you're saying.
Come on, bro.
Right.
You're sitting there signing Platoon, every movie you've ever done.
No. They had to sign his baseballs and
Platoon. And by the way, you think about it. A lot of those guys were autograph collectors.
Yeah.
Who paid for the meet and greet and then go in and get walk out with $2,000 worth of merch. They made
Exactly. They're making a lot of money.
Right. They were at the airport. I mean, Charlie's got, there's a lot to sign.
They're banging out. Yeah, they got Platoon. They got me and Charlie on both in one shot.
Exactly. And then, you know, what crazy, and I mean, I guess it makes sense because it's a sports movie, but the Major League thing, he signed a bunch of Vaughn jerseys, a bunch of baseballs.
I was signing. Did you sign? It's hard to sign a baseball, rounded
baseball.
I said,
why do you want me to sign a baseball?
And you know what? You got to sign it in the right area. So if you don't know, I was signing the side of it. He's like, no, you got to sign a
baseball.
That's
not the sweet spot.
In the sweet
spot. Really hard to sign a pickleball with the holes.
Did you sign any pickleballs?
He's been signing pickles is what he's been doing.
But crazy news. I mean, Charlie Sheen, you know, it's so weird because you guys know this. I wrote... In my outline for season one of Ramble On, I had this plan to get Chuck Lorre and Charlie Sheen back together and make Two and a Half Men reboot happen. And Charlie was like, listen, it's not going to happen. A lot of bad blood. We haven't spoken in a long time. I wish it would and whatever. And then just like used to happen on Entourage, Chuck Lorre, creator of Two and a Half Men, Mom, and everything else on television, Big Bang Theory, called Charlie and asked him to do his new HBO show called... How to Be a Bookie or something like that with Sebastian Maniscalco. So Charlie shot last week with Chuck Lorre. It's amazing.
That's great.
So his comeback is in full swing. I think that bodes well for us.
I hope that's not going to affect our pilot.
If it's water under the bridge for those guys, it's water under the bridge for everybody.
Yeah. Everyone can.
That means
anyone could work it out.
That means everybody's friends again.
Yeah. But everybody like realizes nowadays, 2023, it's like when you're under addiction, like you do things that aren't you. And I think everybody knows. And by the way, Chuck Lorre is sober, so he's probably gone through his own shit as well. Yeah. But I think everybody knows Charlie's just a good, good guy. So
me and Dylan and Charlie on like the little JSX flight. I mean, we had a great time.
It was great.
Charlie, you know, like I have this thing with Charlie where I don't want to say starstruck by him, but he's so, you know, because I don't know him like
he's,
you know.
He's totally one of the guys.
I don't know. He is 100% one of the guys. It wasn't like, well, you know, what's this plane? It's like he just was in the lobby in the morning like everybody.
Passed him on the way to the airport. And I was flying by him in my Tesla. He was like, was that you in a black Tesla? I was like, yeah, I was in a black Tesla. He goes, I was in the Cadillac that you passed. I was like, oh, sorry, bro.
You were doing 130.
It was fun.
I've been flying by him.
It was fun to travel with Charlie. And I'm jealous.
He's great.
I'm jealous of Dylan because Dylan can play chess on his... You know, like when there's a point on a flight or on
chess.
A plane where it's like there's not much you can do. I don't play games, so it's for me. It's like trying to see as many TikToks as I can before I lose service. Kevin's playing chess on his
chess.com, baby.
I wish I knew how to do that. You got to teach me how to play chess one day, Kevin.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would be great. What? Dylan teaching you how to play chess. I mean, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I'll teach you.
Because you're grown men. I think there's other ways for you to learn than Kevin Dillon teaching you.
Sit on my lap,
chess.
Little man. Come here. Let me teach you how to play a game.
I mean, I don't know. Just to be bizarre.
It's never too late to learn chess. It's a great game.
I think it would be great for you to learn. I just don't think Kevin Dillon has to be a teacher. But I mean,
how do you feel? You've been a little
dude, I'm like
been
a grandmaster. What are you
been hard on
about?
Me today, and I've like always taken it like a champion. But do you feel better? Do you got anything else?
You've been
you
hard
say?
On the little fella.
You are. You've been pretty hard on me today. I'll never buckle after that fish show.
I'll never buckle.
So Scotty and I are standing. You know, we have one of the what are they called at the Hollywood Bowl? It's like a little section. We had bars, right? We're in our box.
You had a box.
In our little boxes, right?
At the Hollywood Bowl.
And we got shushed by a couple hippies.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, come on.
They get that way a little bit.
I was saying, dude, on a scale of 1 to 10, I had a 10 time. I was having a blast. And I got shushed by a Wookiee, and Scotty and I got
by a Wookiee. Smoke another joint.
No,
dude.
That's what they call them. That's what they call them, Wookiees.
What they call
the
who?
Fish show, like fish really? Show people. Yeah, that's what Sean. Apparently, that's what they're called, Wookiees. But Scotty and I got snapped at by a Wookiee, and we both kind of buckled and just went with it, right? Like, see, you know, Scotty's a big guy too, right? Like, we were like, oh, sorry, and then we both just kind of
well,
stared.
The thing
at
about the Hollywood
head.
Bowl is it's outdoors. It's just not that loud. You know what I mean? It's cool being outdoors, but I would like it to be a little bit louder.
The point
sometimes.
Is, if I want to talk at the concert, I'll fucking talk at the concert, and the Wookiee can suck it.
You'll do whatever the
it.
Fuck you
I
want.
I mean,
correct.
I
Thank
think you.
You
should probably, like, let
the Wookiee
play.
Can what?
The music.
The Wookiee can suck it.
Listen, the crowd was massive. The music was loud. It was a loud concert. It wasn't like we were giggling in a library. It's a fucking outdoor Hollywood Bowl show.
I just think it speaks to all the same thing, this new stoner psycho. How do you say it? Psilocybin? What do you say?
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Because Connolly, I've...
Psilocybin.
I've been at...
You're the psycho, bro.
You're a psycho.
I'm almost psycho in this room.
I love this, though. I actually... A couple of things. First of all...
But
it's like
Hey, listen, but don't get it twisted. About a half hour later, I'm like, if this guy says something, I was just going to tell him to buzz off. I wasn't fighting with the guy. But like, he's in our standing like outside of our booth, and he went whoosh, like that. I'm like, okay, Scotty. And then like later on, he's looking at me. I'm like, dude, this guy keeps looking at me. I'm just going to give him I don't know what to do. I was mad I let it slide the first time.
I wonder if there's ever.
Thank God you were on psilocybin. You probably would have decked him.
It wasn't like we were at a Broadway show, bro. It was loud and it was rowdy.
No. You're at a concert.
Fish concert, bro.
But
it's
I am trying to think. I mean, you know, Fish, I've never been to a Fish concert, but I've been to a lot of dead.
I don't
dead.
Even know who Fish is.
Really? No. Fish is like the dead kind of, but I've been to a lot of dead concerts.
Slightly less aggressive than that.
I mean,
it's a different clientele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the crowd, but it feels like Pink Floyd, the Dead. You get stoned. Nobody fights it.
Right.
Like,
there's no.
It's not like a Iron Maiden concert.
No,
I was saying
it was the least amount of aggression I've felt with that many people.
Right.
That's how unaggressive it was.
Yeah.
The
Which
Hollywood
why,
Bowl
course,
has
I'm,
that
why
vibe.
Yell that. Scotty and I, And then Scotty was like a Branch Davidian. He bit hook, line, and sinker. By the second half of the show, you couldn't talk to Scotty.
What do you mean?
Because it's listen to the show, bro. You got to listen to the show, bro. Scotty, right. Scotty, at a certain point, you turned into a hippie, and you tried to act like you were a hippie by enjoy the moment, bro. Scotty might have told me to enjoy
it
the
sounds
moment.
Like you ruined the concert for everyone.
Listen to the music, bro.
Oh, that's what Scotty said. Scotty said, listen to the music, bro.
It's a good Doobie Brothers song. Do you know that song, Scotty, or you're too young for that?
What song?
Listen to the music, Doobie Brothers.
Oh, of course.
Oh, so what about
Avery was.
I've learned something really.
He scored. He went both nights.
But I need questions. I got questions about Avery because the little I know about Avery, I've seen these videos of Avery gets in fights on the streets with kids and bikes.
Jiu-jitsu.
In the office, the guy's like the fucking
jiu-jitsu.
It's calmed him.
Jiu-jitsu has changed his life.
Wow. Pot has changed yours. Jiu-jitsu has changed his. It's awesome.
All the various forms of dope, the psilocybin. What do you call it?
The psilocybin.
Psilocybin. The only psilocybin in here is you, bro.
I'm really happy about it, though. I got to tell you.
I'm glad you're feeling better, bro. You were, you know, it's funny because your mind immediately goes
I was
to,
wondering if we still had a podcast.
Your
I didn't
mind
know
was immediately
was going
goes
on.
To
I played six,
well, COVID.
I played five straight days of golf, man.
I got to tell you, whatever this was, my bout with COVID, I know Dylan had a bad COVID. COVID was nothing to me. In October, I had COVID. It was like a headache. And this was, I don't know what I had, but I was bad. Fever for like 5-6 days, coughing, my...
I think that little I think that little pickleball stunt that you cost pickleball stunt cost you.
Can I talk about that? Because people hate me talking about pickleball. But
well, this is health. This is health related.
I didn't know we were closing, but anyway, I was sick for 3 days with a fever, and then I woke up and I felt good, and I got a call for some pickleball. So I pulled a Michael Jordan, and I went and fucking played for 3 hours. I burnt 3,000 calories, and I woke up the next day.
Setback.
I thought I was going to die. I really did. I woke up the next day. I almost couldn't stand up out of bed. But I put up my 63 like Michael. What do you think of that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. I'm sure. I wish Avery was here. Avery appreciates
your
my
boy
abilities.
At the club. There's a guy at my country club, great golfer, really good athlete.
Jared Link.
Jared. And he was talking about you and your pickleball game. And I know we're not supposed to talk. He said that you were legit, like really. Oh, no. It was someone at the, I'm sorry, it was at the Mets game. In
of
Steve
course.
Cohen's booth.
I'm sure it's Steve Cohen.
Your old agent was there.
Who, Kivas? Michael Kivas?
Yes.
Has it spread to the Mets owner's box?
By the way, it's everywhere. That's obvious.
He said, you're legit.
You should also talk to Jared about, because Jared was a D1 basketball player, and I probably haven't picked up a basketball in 7 years, but we were on a tennis court / basketball court, and there was a basketball, and Jared goes, let's go. And he's the guy's legs are thicker than my entire body, and I go, let's go, and he misjudged me, and I pulled a reverse layup on him, and I think he was stunned.
I'm sure he's stunned.
You know,
I had out for to golf. I had Chase Blackburn. Do you remember him from the Giants?
Yeah, sure.
Great linebacker, beast. He won 2 rings with the Giants.
Oh, did he?
Now he's coaching special teams for the Rams.
Oh, nice.
Great guy and good friend now. Yeah, good dude.
And you've been playing golf with Chandler Parsons too, right? Or no?
I have not, but I've seen him at the golf course at Sherwood.
Okay, because Chandler was out in the desert. You were asking me who my friends are out in the desert.
He's great.
I wouldn't call him my desert friend because he doesn't really live out there, but he was out there. We were trying to play the other day, but I don't have a crew out there. I'm very, I play pickleball. I eat non-sugar-related products, and that's it. I go about my day.
Exciting, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let me tell you something.
What a day.
Riveting. Victory the Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming. Like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking can be easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you deserve is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website and get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at Progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can tell you, my life has gotten so boring. I'm not gonna try to make up anything. I wake up. I hold the baby for like an hour and a half. I walk in fucking circles. I get my steps in with the baby. She smiles at me. We put some music on.
I could see what that looks like, bro. You're doing the folded arm, and then you pick the baby up and you pace around.
You put her down for 1 second. She cries. You pick her back up. I don't know. How long does this go on for? I mean,
I love that I'm giving you advice. Well, Doug, I'll tell you.
You know what you're not going to remember, which is so weird? You know, like you'll look back at your pictures with your kids, like, you don't even remember it. It's like...
I know. Already it's that way when I look at, her second birthday is coming up and I'm looking at pictures from the first birthday. I'm like, Jesus, it's not even the same kid.
It's so... Yeah. It's wild. It's so, and she's becoming really, alert. And now, like the first couple of months, you could set her down and go into your own world for a minute. You can't anymore. You cannot ignore her. She's like, give me some motherfucking attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, the pressure's growing. So, yeah, we need the show to go. Anyway, just updates on that. There are none. We have things in play, and we have a writer's strike looming that's going to happen any second now, which I don't know what that means.
As if it couldn't get any worse, man.
Yeah.
It's like,
and, I don't know.
I mean, but yeah. Listen, Doug, I feel like you're playing it a little, which you should, cautiously optimistic, but we're going to get the show on the air.
Oh, no, I'm not cautiously optimistic at all. I'm not anything. I really have no, I'm angry, if anything, because I know how good it is, and I know how good the trailer is, and I know everybody who sees it is like, holy shit. And then
that's why I think it's timing and
they burn time and time. Like, I had a meeting today, by the way, and then 3 hours. It's like, why did I write the line a jerk off meeting? Okay. Out of meeting 3 hours before the meeting, they call the, like his schedule. I didn't even set the meeting. I don't even,
you're like, I don't have
meeting.
A schedule.
Yeah. At 3 hours, they're like,
schedule. I don't have a schedule.
His schedule got crazy. How's first week in May? It's fucking April 24th. Where we were doing a Zoom. I'm like, you called me, by the way.
It is the top of next week. Right?
It's the top of this week. It was the very top of this week.
It's not like they're saying, like, hey, how's 4th of July? It's basically, how's next Monday or Tuesday? Yeah.
I don't know. I just want everyone to understand why.
Weeks do get crazy.
This business is so crazy. And the three of us, we've been on the top of the mountain at times. But you just, every day I have to answer to everyone I know. Literally every single day. Dylan, which is why he's a better person than I am. He's not dealing with this every day. All my high school friends, my father.
I try to. Anything going on with Ramble on?
I'm like, leave me alone.
I don't know if you've noticed that I've distanced myself a little bit, right? Maybe today I asked you. I try not to call you.
I asked you today. But
no, what I'm saying.
No, I'm not blaming you. I just, if I had
there's something
to
know, well, that's my thought moving forward. Like, if you had something to tell me, you tell me. But
I figured I'll hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and I don't mean you guys. I'm just saying you deal with it because the emotions go. You get the call. Oh, Netflix saw it. They fucking love it. And then it's like day after day, you sit there. Okay, what's happening? We're just trying to set this up. It's like one after the other. And we all know once your thing goes, then all of a sudden everything changes and everybody treats you differently. Maybe that's never going to happen. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm kind of at a loss. But I want to show the fucking trailer on the fucking TV. I don't care. But
you want to put it on the Action Park Media YouTube page?
I want to put it on Charlie Sheen's page. Did you see that, by the way?
You want to put it on the Tubies?
I got two things I got to discuss.
The APM Tubies?
I just got to discuss this real quick, then we'll wrap this up. But Charlie Sheen, there's this whole thing, which I didn't know about, it's become a liberal conservative thing about, like, having a blue check on fucking Twitter, which is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. All of a sudden, if you are in Hollywood and you have paid for your blue check, you're a fucking loser. Okay. Like they'll come after you. Like you're a bigot or something. And I don't know when this happened.
Well, I think it's lighthearted, isn't it?
No.
Like
it's not lighthearted at all.
For your check. It's like, well, it's kind
no,
of,
no, it's not off. That it's that the people, a certain group of people in Hollywood think Elon Musk is like the fucking devil and that he's turning Twitter into some Nazi haven, whatever it is. But Charlie tweeted to him, I'm sorry your rocket blew up, but maybe you could give me my blue check back.
Blue check mark
now, Charlie Sheen,
give it to you back
because
they took it from everybody.
It.
You wake up,
everyone loses it.
Everybody who had it lost it, and now you got to pay $7 a month. And it's like, listen, I'm not going to go. And truthfully, I don't even know how I would do it. And aside from that, like, no, I'm not paying for it.
But it's also weird. I don't care.
Yeah.
Sheen had the record. Somebody probably broke it now, but there's an article about it. He had the record for
He was the fastest to a million.
A million followers. And he doesn't even really use it. But so he tweeted him, and Elon tweeted back, I feel your pain. And then Charlie's blue check showed up. So
now, bro, Elon's so gangster, he's like, it's Charlie Sheen. Give his check. Yeah, yeah. Right?
But he's also,
I just think it's hilarious.
But
he's also
fucking with people. Like, there's these people who are like Bette Midler, who's like, Elon Musk is the devil and this. And then she wakes up and she's got her blue check back. And
she's like, sorry.
Yeah, like, too bad.
Is there a bigger troll on the internet right now than
I've never seen anything like it?
How he can be talking about those rockets on one hand and then like trolling Bette Midler. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And look at Dylan. Dylan's always like, my stock is failing.
I just wish you would focus on Tesla right now.
But it's wild. But anyway.
I'm big time in the whole rocket thing. And I actually watched that launch take off as my That was, the rocket was going up as my stock was plummeting. My Tesla stock, it was both happening at the same time.
Very beautiful writing there, Kevin. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
they were expecting, you know, that was still a successful launch.
Elon Musk said nobody
expected that thing to work out, but that's the way he does.
He says it has to blow up.
By blowing up a couple rockets.
Almost like it has to blow up at a certain point so you can learn what blew it up.
The big failure was the platform that it launches off of. They have to figure out a new system because this thing has got so much power. It blew the concrete into a million pieces, which hurt the rocket, and that's the problem.
So the reality is they've doubted this guy before, and it's just so stupid.
You listen
to these people going, oh, yeah, he really knows what he's doing. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's the richest or top 10 richest people in the fucking world, and I'm getting the blue check.
I don't care
who comes after me. I'm buying my blue check.
Elon, can you get Doug a blue check?
How about that,
Kyle?
Elon, get Doug a blue check.
Blue check. You know why? Because you can post.
I'm your biggest fan, bro.
You can post longer videos.
I think he's one of the great human beings to ever live.
great human beings.
100%. He's doing for the earth is going to make, he's making a real difference, bro. I really believe that.
Really?
100%.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ. Scotty just blasted music in our headphones.
Wow.
What the fuck? If that was a stock tip, you would have the shit kicked out.
I was already loud to begin with in these earphones.
That really startled me.
Apologies.
Whew. Hey, Kev, question for you. Do you believe that Elon running multiple companies, do you think that him being at the helm of Twitter directly affects your stock and Tesla?
I think it does a little bit, yeah.
A little bit? Why?
I
mean, just because he spread too thin?
When he sold stock, when he sold...
No, but currently operating the company. Do you think him operating Twitter?
One guy can only go so far, and he's got a lot going on, you know? But, you know, he's doing great things, and it's a platform. I think he should keep doing what he's doing. But I know he is still focused.
You need him to lean into Tesla.
I'd like him to be more focused on Tesla.
Like, if he was your boy, he'd be like, Elon, give me a fucking break. Get on.
Yeah.
You know, Dylan thinks me buying the blue check is going to raise his stock price or something. I don't know. Like, Dylan's like,
I'm worried about Doug. Every time he says something, he's like, oh, they're not recycling batteries. And I'm like, Doug, they are recycling. There's a company called Redwood Industries. They recycle.
Have you seen the videos? And I'm not saying they're real or not. Are they real or not? I've seen the videos. Joe Rogan posted them. They're fucking kids in mines in India and Africa getting swallowed up by dirt, trying to get these things.
That's not all electric cars.
Right.
Electric cars are brand new. They're trying to get certain types of metals or whatever.
This is metals for the battery.
Yeah, but for all stuff.
You got to really get down there.
But there's this company. They are recycling the battery.
Okay, but the
good shit isn't at the top. You got to get down there, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Dylan's like, dig.
Dylan says to me, yo, we got to get Doug to ease off on Tesla.
Yeah, I'm really affecting the stock price.
I'm like, yeah, Doug really swings the pendulum.
By the way,
I'd be
shorting the shit out of it if I thought I could affect the price. But Dylan, let me ask you this.
Probably shorted already.
So Dylan, what? But the cars, you plug them in. And electricity powers them. So
yeah, but you're already making electricity. You just got to make a little bit more. And by the way, it doesn't cost that much. I mean, you guys have electric cars. It's like running your dryer, bro. It's not that big of a deal. And there are ways to make energy through wind, hydro, solar, and of course, nuclear, which is the way to go, if you ask me.
Yeah, but they're not doing that. I want a nuclear car.
Yeah. nuclear energy for sure, though. I think it's the cleanest way to go.
You've made a very clear, I think you should be working for Tesla. I think you should be
I think
spokesman.
I should be, too.
Elon, Kevin,
when you got a Tesla, I didn't think I'd ever get a Tesla. I work on engines. I loved it. And you were telling me how great it was
when you came.
And
to
I
me,
said,
I
you know
like,
what? Let me test drive one. I didn't think I
you said let me taste one.
I love that car, dude.
Yeah,
Do you ever fuck it, Kev? You ever fuck it?
I do, man. I love it that much. I love it that much.
Wow, this one really went off the rails.
Give me a second. I'm gonna go outside and this is my Tesla.
You know, Grenier was not as electric cars.
He was like changed his whole attitude.
I saw it coming a mile away.
He's like a different guy.
No, in his defense, all he said was you could make an argument for both cases, which is true.
No, you can't. You cannot. You cannot. They are doing better. They're doing more good than they are doing bad.
I would
tend to
agree.
It's a step in the right direction, 100%.
100%. Step in the right direction. Yeah.
Electricity retention.
There's a lot of.
How do you think we handle the semen retention?
I thought it was good. I thought he took it on the chin.
He took it on the chin.
He took,
it on the chin.
He took that semen on the chin.
Oh, my God damn it.
Taylor. He took it on the chin. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't make yourself. That up. He was retaining his semen so
bad. I'm the funniest guy I know.
That Dylan took it on the chin.
Dylan, your Mead notebook is so fucking crazy to me. God
my
knows
school
it's in
book.
I mean, it's so weird. You writing pencil or what are you writing?
No, it's pen. Whatever pens are lying around.
And by the way, you see how the papers, because Dylan's sweaty hands are ripping through those pages.
I go back.
It looks like it's 25 years old.
I'll go back and look at stocks that I was interested in, you know, like a month ago or whatever.
So
Dylan, a couple of those pages are stuck together.
Yeah. Dylan, I don't understand. You can actually.
I get excited about some stocks sometimes.
You can actually find something in there if you need to. I'm like, oh, Dylan, I know you mentioned Ford a couple of months ago. You could find where it is in that book.
Dylan, what's the latest
Ford
on Veritone?
Ticker sticker F. Oh, by the way, yeah, I've been following that. I'm going to get in on that stock. As a matter of fact, yeah.
This is insanity.
Right here.
Oh, he's got notes.
V-E-R-I, yeah. Ticker symbol. Veritone, AI voice. I put it here to watch it.
Because you're
buy
in
it.
On it.
No, I'm going to buy that stock.
Maybe we can get you some free options. Yeah, well, we're in on the AI, which is another thing we got.
I swear to God, I think it's a good stock, and it's a good time to buy it now. It's on
Let
its
me
way
ask
up.
A question, because I think the audience, they're owed something. I'm owed something. Kevin Dillon's owed something. Where is our Spanish podcast?
We can release it. I just want it to be the best that it can be, you know?
Well, right now it is the best it can be.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe a sample. It was so funny. I mean, it wasn't everything I hoped for, but it was still insane.
But how about this? It's already better than it was then, and that was a couple months ago. That's what I'm saying. It gets better better and better. Literally changes by the month. So we just want to get it.
Are you giving them more voice samples and that kind
of thing? No, I mean, but we right now currently are in French and Spanish, but the ironic thing is we need a Spanish editor. We barely have English-speaking editors.
Yes,
you know what I mean? We need somebody that can...
Wow.
We need...
Yeah.
We
Scotty,
we need
just
somebody,
hit you hard, bro.
No, we need somebody that
Scotty's
understands.
Not even listening. He's blasting his music again. He fucking puts his boombox music in our ears out of nowhere.
We need to have somebody that understands victory and understands our personalities, edit it in Spanish. It's not even just a Spanish
editor. How
about
Zulai?
She doesn't edit. Huh. You know? You need a guy that can run the board. So we're trying to find a guy, and then the idea is to kick out French and Spanish and English the same day. Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this. I enjoyed seeing Adrian.
You look tired.
I'm not feeling great. I'm not sick. Don't worry about that. But I'm just a little like, you know, it's like 9 days in bed and today's my first day out. So, but I enjoyed seeing Adrian. The audience really seemed to love the episode. So we gotta follow up some good stuff. We got to deliver some stuff. I would like to, and I put this on Kevin Connolly.
Weird.
Well, you're the boss, bro. You're it's Action Park.
By the way,
Media.
Adrian and I are officially reconnected and it feels good.
Okay, I think I made that happen. But anyway, can I say this? I got the script, the original Entourage script that HBO passed on. We get all the guys and we read that script. It would be awesome. It would be enormous. People would be talking about it. Whether they like it or not would be an interesting thing. All of you guys talking about whether you liked the different variations on what the character was. I think it would be a very cool podcast. So we need Jerry and Adrian. Jeremy, if we can get him, it would be awesome. We just sit around a table like this, 40 minutes of our lives. What do you think, Kevin?
I think it's great, but you want me to put that together for an episode?
Yeah.
All right, well,
that would be cool.
On the list.
I'm down.
On the list.
I told you I would
what,
do it.
What else is on that listy?
A lot of.
The listy.
The listy's getting tight.
Kevin's going to go home and put on his onesie. Maybe
listy,
it's twosie.
The listy is, twosie. Scotty, it's 4 o'clock, so warmies. It's puck droppy. It's almost time for puck droppy.
Fucking
puck
creeps. Droppy. Talk about creepy. All right. Anyway.
Are you guys high, Doug? Are you high?
I feel high and
sluggish.
I'm not.
Sluggish.
Like a wet sponge.
Sluggish.
You know what that's from?
Like a wet sponge. Airplane.
Airplane one. Okay. Wow. Kevin Connolly, you've all heard this. He quotes Airplane 2 and he doesn't realize the difference between the two movies, which is so horrifying.
What was Julie Haggerty's husband's name? Simon. And Simon's gone to jelly.
It's two.
I know. I like
it's
two.
Garbage. It's garbage.
I like Airplane too equally. Doug hates that I like Airplane too. By the way,
they're both great.
By the way, leave a little something. Subscribe to the YouTube and leave a little something in the comments if you like Airplane too. Let us know that in the comments. Yeah, yeah. I bet you there's people.
One is better. One is better. But I agree. Two is still good.
Certainly quotable. Doug doesn't even, just destroyed the franchise.
They Doug never made a third one. That's belongs, weird.
Doug doesn't believe it belongs in the same.
Neither does anybody.
Well, let's hear about it. Let's hear about it in the comments.
The wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
That was one.
But did they run that back in two?
Probably in a bad way.
This shit's going to hit the fan.
One. Anyway.
One had the best.
Conley did bring up something, though. We need everybody out there. It's been awesome with the reviews on the podcast. We need the YouTube subscribers. We're three years behind where we should be.
Have you ever been in a Turkish bath, Doug?
Ever seen a grown man naked, Billy?
Have you ever had a dog jump up and rub up on your leg?
You like it when Scraps grabs your leg and rubs up and down?
Two.
Scraps.
So anyway.
I thought Scraps was a great addition to the cast. You didn't think?
Shep was in the first one. He was awesome.
Listen to you. You sound like Marlon Brando. You sound like Marlon Brando.
Everybody. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Send it to a friend. You get to see these guys live. They're working for free. These are Emmy-nominated actors you can watch for free. Nobody's making any money off of this, but if we grow this, we could get that reboot happening. Fuck.
Hubies.
I can't believe I'm doing this for free. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
This is an embarrassing. Outrage. It's an outrage.
I actually do it because I enjoy it, as sick as that is. All right. Hopefully this was a good episode. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know. I think it feels like we're a little drunk, but I think that's okay.
I got hit with some hard news last night, so I'm just kind of, I got no sleep.
That's right. So you're
lost
someone,
a dear friend.
Someone who worked on the show, too. Yeah. So. All right. Well, sorry to hear that,
Kevin. Yeah, buddy, Doug's not feeling well. I got a lot going on.
Madison Moore, God bless him. Great man.
All right. Well, rest in peace. And everybody, if I were you, I would listen to this episode on 1.5 speed. It will go quicker.
Yeah, exactly. Scotty,
how long did we do?
You guys are in an hour right now.
Oh, it's perfect.